Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Yeah. Shouts out to, I guess I got to check this show out, Body of Christ, who sent me an invitation. I guess everybody liked my African History Month and facts and knowledge, and it's been a beautiful thing, you know. I appreciate people getting the influence to really talk about it. You know, the month is getting closer to the end. We're halfway through the month. And, you know, I hope the knowledge that you've been getting on these little 30-minute shows has been helpful, you know, or at least inspiring for you to go in and research your own history, you know, and find out some new and interesting things that you might not have known before. Once again, www.trilateralradio.com. We steadily in the testing and the streaming, given 2 weeks. To have our first live show, Lord willing, February 25th. That is the tentative date. We already have music streaming, so you can go on to the site, click on the Listen Live button, and listen to some hot independent artists playing 24 hours a day, 24/7, people. We got music streaming 24/7. Just click on the Listen Live button at the top of the homepage or any page. And, you know... And then you'll see the progress. So follow, you know, make sure you sign up. You know, I need everybody. We got over like 200 visits to the site already, and we only got 3 people signed up. You know, so we need everybody who goes by the site to sign up. Just do a quick registration, even if you don't fill out a profile and all that, because you might not be familiar with WordPress, and that is the format that we're using. So if you're not familiar with it, just make sure you know you familiarize yourself with it. And if you have any questions, sign up, register, and then just, you know, let us know. We can walk you through it. And this is a learning progress process for everybody. And, you know, so ride with us and we will roll with you. You know? So I got something from my homeboy, Mr. Goofy Bo. My Blackskin homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a Blackskin, you know, Black Mexican or Mexi Black, however y'all want to call it. Mexi Black. African Mexican. Oh man, but you know, I love him like a brother, man. So he sent me a new track, And you know, I want to go ahead, you know, since we don't have too much time on the show, ain't like I can just prolong it, and go ahead and play this song, and we'll come back and give you a couple of little history facts, and the last, you know, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, I'll give a little bit of news, you know, just to keep you guys in the know on what the news is. But once again, don't forget, go to www.trilateralradio.com. Click on the Listen Live button. We got music streaming live, and it's going down. Ms. Heavenly Angel, I'll see you there. Hold on 1 second. Let me play this song. Got something to do real quick. And I'll be right back at you. This is a new one from Mr. Goofy Bo. It's probably for the ladies, I'm pretty sure. Because it says just give it to her, huh?
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand, I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan, hoping that you like it thick. Trust ask me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's singing it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lies. After the meal, we go for a drive. We're smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just
conversation.
I can only hear Goofy Bone song, which I like.
Yeah, yeah, new hit right there. Wow, that boy, they're crazy, man. He, damn song could be a comedy album, man. He crazy, man. Ah, that's too crazy. New music right there, though, you know what I'm saying, for Mr. Goofy Bone himself, straight little rock. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can, you can hit him up at BTR_GoofyBone at yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? And send your feedback to the man. You know what I'm saying? Tell him you like the track, or, you know, or you don't like the track, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down real big. But you can also hear the track streaming live coming soon. www.trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We got the 24-hour stream up and running. So you click on the listen live button and hear some new music. We add new music at least weekly right now. So you can, you know, every time you click back, you actually hear some new music in rotation. So, yeah, it's going down real big. Yeah. So, Miss Heavenly Angel, how was your weekend?
I was good. Rest.
You recovering? From your, your illness? How the family doing?
Everybody's good. They're all better.
Everybody back in school now? They still at home? Still
nah, recovering. They're back at school. My daughter missed 8 days.
Damn. That's a lot of days. But we got kids that missed 8 days on purpose, though, eh? You know?
Well, shoot, they got spring, mid spring break next week. They're off all week.
Oh, wow, ain't that a kind of coinky thing, too? You get take 8 days off and come back to go right back off for a week, like.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Kids have been out of school down here for the little Florida State Fair, and which I don't see what's significant about that, but you know, hey, that's what you got the weekend for. You know why they need to get take a day out of the week just so they can go to a goddamn fair? You know, half of them don't deserve it any other way, but hey, hope out to Florida, let them do what they do, and I have chills, and I chill. So what you do for the Valentine's Day?
Nothing, just left me. Took a bunch of people off Facebook. Cleaned house there. You know, nothing much. Spread a little love everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, make sure you what did I say? Make sure you love yourself. And someone else. There you go. Yeah. You love yourself.
And someone else.
Yeah, if you get my meaning. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't.
Try to right on. That's all I
got to
say.
Do what you got to do. Shouts out to my soulmate, Miss Tanika. Got me a little rose and a car, two cars. That was nice. I was broken in a joke this weekend, people. So, you know. I gave my love verbally, and it was well accepted. So, yeah. My mother bought me two cards. I ain't even opened them yet. I got to open them. I got to go up and open them. And, so I spent the weekend in another part of Florida, outside of Tampa. And I wasn't sick, but the atmosphere changed. It'd be so drastic. It's so crazy. Like, here in Tampa, it's 64 degrees right now. But nighttime, we'll probably drop like 20 degrees. So, you're like, I ain't gonna say that. Probably like 50 degrees here. But I mean, then when I drive down to where she stays at, like about two hours away, I mean, the total temperature drops like another 10 degrees. It was like, I think it was even less than that, because it was like, the night before, Monday night, it was 38 degrees, and it was like 48 here in Tampa, you know, and the area where she lives at, it's got a bunch of lakes and stuff all around, like man-made lakes, and I mean, it just had me draining the whole weekend, like my nose just kept running. I was like, because the moisture, is so much moisture in there, you know, and then when I came home, and like I ain't sniff one time, you know. Soon as I hit Tampa, like it dried up, you know. Like the air is completely different. It's weird. It's just completely different. I went down to Gainesville, which is about an hour away from here, going up towards Georgia. They a total 10 degree difference. You know what I'm saying? From Tampa. It's weird, people. You travel an hour here and an hour there. Hey, you will be in a whole different atmosphere. And so that's how that ended up going down. But had a great weekend, you know. Been working on the show heavily, people. I mean, I ain't talking heavily. I mean heavily. If you ain't took your punk ass to www.trilateralradio.com, then that's just what you is, a punk ass. Because we got the hottest music. We got the hottest content. Soon to come, the hottest host, co-host, sidekicks, and everything above. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of co-hosts, dun-dun-dun-dun, people, I don't have my fucking beam, so I can't beam nobody up. But, you can't keep it down, goddammit. You can't keep it down. Fuck you. We do our own stunts here, goddammit. I can only get three tracks up on this song, bitch, then fuck it. You know, I'm going to do what I got to do.
I can't stay long. I'm out of weed.
Oh, well, hey, brother, I ain't smoked in a week.
Plum, plum, plum.
These are our own stunts, people. We out of weed right here. Yeah, that's the out of weed sound. And it's weird. How about I haven't smoked in a week? Heavenly Angel, when was the last time you smoked?
Probably about 4 or 5 days ago.
Oh, so it's been a week for you too. Freaking sad ass. Talking about he's out of weed. What kind of is that?
And you wonder why you're in a bad mood? That is why.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick update. The Dalai Lama's nephew has been killed. Jigme Narubo. He was killed in a pedestrian accident in Duval. Right off of Mayport Road and Wonderwood Drive. Oh, no, sorry. They don't have streets. My bad. That was here. Yeah. Hey, I got the new laptop here, so you know whenever you know we get ready to mess around again, I got the laptop. I gotta go find the other microphone.
And that's
and I'm hoping
the strange this money.
Yeah, I'm hoping that other mic works because.
In reality, I don't really want to mess around with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, people. I didn't mess around with the radio station.
Alrighty.
We got to get universally correct on this show. I forgot. Yeah, you know. Universally correct. But we've been working hard, people. This is Mr. Side Nine all the way from the Netherlands. And so when you go see www.triloudradio.com, you will see the best of both worlds. And I mean, you know, all the way overseas to the stateside, you know, got two different inputs. And we clashing in a great way, you know what I'm saying? And we bring y'all some good content. Hey, you added some tracks, didn't you, of your own?
I added some tracks of my own. What do you mean?
I thought I heard a techno track on there. Or
yeah, there's one techno track.
Yeah, I like that though. That was jamming. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, I don't remember sending him that. Right, okay, but I mean, I like the breakup because it just seemed like it was a whole bunch of rap playing, and I thought I sent you some more R&B and stuff like that. So,
well, I asked you yesterday, send me more.
Yeah. But punk ass Gmail, you only send like 5 or 6 tracks at a time. The team viewer took so long that I was like, Jesus, man, it took like. 20-25 minutes just to transfer full tracks over.
Alrighty.
That's why I was like, I'd rather just send a zip file and then, you know, just send it through Z-Share. And then that way, you know,
oh, yeah,
you can have.
You can do that.
Just send it that way. Team viewers, nice people, but it is not good for sharing big files. Maybe pictures and stuff like that, but. Don't be sitting there thinking you finna send a 100 meg file over real quick. That ain't.
That was
happen.
About 100 meg that you send over on
yeah.
songs, but
yeah.
It was asking for something like 500.
Yeah. So they would. Well, I'm just shit. That 100 was just man. You know that took a little minute. So I can just imagine. You know.
If
but,
you have found, I'm going to the house to find more wheat. I got a bitch,
people, that he can walk through the house and fucking find some. You know, I did that. It's called one ashtray. And I almost put the damn little piece of roach on my fingertip and burnt my finger, so that didn't work.
Well, I got a tip for you. You got a laptop?
Yeah.
Take out the keyboard and turn that around. I'm almost positive you can get weed for a smoker from that. At least I can.
I could get it out of my car. I went to go clean my mother's car before I left for the weekend. And I was like, damn, there's a motherfucking knick-sack on the ground. It's at least $5 worth of weed underneath the seat, people. On the side of the seat. Because, you know, I'm a rolling driver. Myself, I drive and roll at the same time. You know, I got skills like that, so I thought. Yeah, I wonder why the damn blunts be so skimp. You know what I'm saying? At nighttime, cause yeah, after goddamn weed fell on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, they're all fucking weed right now.
I must admit, the last couple of weeks I've been taking pictures and emailing them while driving.
Right.
That's not entirely a good idea.
That's Google style.
I have to constantly watch on the road and constantly a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, because else I'll get off the road with that.
What you taking pictures of?
Everything.
Oh, just nature, just
normal stuff. On my way home, you get through a piece of art that's a dragon, totally built out of metal.
Hmm.
I took a picture of that a couple of days ago. It was,
that's cool.
I want that in my garden, but it's too big to steal.
I mean, so it's abstract or look like a real dragon?
It looks like a real dragon.
Damn.
And the village that it, that piece of art is has an event each year that is a couple of hundred years old where people do a game that has to do with dragons, and that is why they are using that as a logo, and that piece of art is right at that spot there.
Not old ass Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I don't know exactly what the game is.
Oh, you remember that Dungeons and Dragons back in the day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, old ass game. Hey, you know it's weird, and I don't know how the hell either I just thought it up. Or my girl did dream it up, but I could have sworn she told me, because we've been trying to find a list of places to go, you know, around the world, and I could have sworn she said she wanted to go to the Netherlands. and to me, I don't know, I might have been dreaming this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I think I was dreaming this shit, and I was laughing in my dreams to myself, like, that'd be so funny, you know what I'm saying? We touched down, because she don't smoke, so... I mean, she don't shun me on smoking or anything, but, you know, she just don't smoke. So,
to
come now, you know, that'll be like, babe, you're going to have to smoke.
No, she doesn't have to smoke.
No, you're going to have to smoke. Yeah. You're going to have to goddamn enjoy the country. And that's part of enjoying the country.
What I do hate is people that complaining about people smoking weed. A girlfriend of a friend of mine has that. She's always complaining about weed. Oh, that is drugs, and she's smoking drugs and stuff like that. And in the same hour that she is complaining about your drugs, she drank a half a bottle of port.
Right.
That's not a drug you're drinking there. No. Yeah, sure it is, baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we get that, people. You know, the alcoholics swear they the goody two shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Y'all the worst ones on the planet.
What about 5 minutes of Black History?
Well, we're getting that right now, talking to me.
Charlie was born 33 years ago. 5 minutes of Black History. Hey,
that's real. Every con history month. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how do you all? Do they celebrate Black History Month? Or is that just an American tradition?
I think that's an American tradition because it's mostly for the history of Black people in America.
Okay, so not necessarily anybody over there in the Netherlands, because everybody kind of mixed up.
What is it about in America, the Black History Month?
Well, it like the achievements, it basically signifies the you know, African American achievement throughout the growth of America. From it ain't no day one, you know, you don't even find no history of day one, but you know, from just the beginning, you know, from the beginning of our so called American history, and the achievements from inventors. And you know all that, and that we just don't get mentioned in the American history books. You know, there is no African American presence in any history books. When I went through school, you know, all the thing we learned about was, you know, who created peanut butter, George Washington Carver, which who gives a fuck?
Uh huh.
You know, well, so they tell you silly facts. You know what I'm saying? They not the real important facts. Not that who created the stoplight, who created, you know, hairbrushes and stuff that impact you on a daily basis.
Hey, you call it a stoplight in America?
Yeah.
I thought you called it a traffic light.
Well, that's what y'all call it. We call it a stoplight in the hood.
Ah, you're already prepared to move over to the Netherlands because we call it a stoplicht over here.
A stoplicht.
And that is literally a translation of stoplight.
There you go, people. I'm already ready to roll. I'm already ready to roll. You know?
I gotta
send over this new track to you. Goofy Bone sent me a new track called "Just Give It to Her," and yeah.
And you're not going to.
Hey, that
it
was
her.
Only
I'm
1 minute of Black History. Can I get some
there
more?
There you go. Hey, you blame it on Blog Talk for the 25 2 minutes of anything I can pretty much give up in. I'm trying to give you all everything. Bam, 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 bam.
Well, as soon as we move to the new station, we're going to do
it. We're going to be up and running. And
my
tentative date to go to www.trilateralradio.com and see if we can possibly meet it, people, is February 25th. That gives us like 2 weeks, you know, like approximately 10 days. You know, and we already got the music streaming, so we are there. The site is up and running. I mean, we've been steadily, you know, doing things to progress. You know what I'm saying? So every day, you know what I'm saying. But by February 25th, I really want if we can get this at least the streaming up. You know, that'll be a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, me personally talking, you know, I don't give a fuck about talking, but I do want to, you know, be able to, you know, give some commentary on the songs that I'm playing,
uh-huh,
you know, that during the show, and it might not be just a full-out talk like we're doing right now. But
if you have any troubles with the volume, do you have a mixer panel or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we could do something with that if that doesn't work with the microphone and stuff.
Huh. We're going to work it out, people. We're going to work it out. We gonna work it out. I tell you what, since I only got 90 seconds, Mr. Sina, I give you the song again.
It's in the chat box or what?
Nah, I'm gonna play it for you. I'm gonna give you, and then I email it to you.
Alrighty.
So you can get you a good chuckle on while you walk around trying to find some weed.
I'm gonna walk the dog first after the show. And then I'm going to buy some weed. How about that?
Oh, well, you know, I got to go all the way across town to do that, so I'm broke. But, yeah, I got a couple of guys that owe me birthday presents, so, you know, I will be going and throwing that guilt trip up. You know, hey, you know you owe me a sack or two, you know what I'm saying, for my birthday. You did forget that. Let me get something to smoke. Thank you.
Well,
appreciate it.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Oh. No, I got some pretty good friends that, you know, they don't mind giving, you know, they won't give you no cash. Oh, hell no. They just won't give you no cash. But they will give you a little smoke out of their pocket, you know. But you got to watch who you ask, because some people, yeah, they will. If they give you a big bag, yeah, 9 times out of 10, you want to get that bag back, because it's a big bag of bullshit.
Oh, well. We got a deal with our friends. If any of us doesn't have money at the end of the month, he can knock on my door, and the other way around.
Oh.
Hey, well, you got nothing to smoke. Oh, yeah, you got some cash. Go get something to smoke.
Well, you know, that's the non-American way. Because here, boy, these stingy motherfuckers ain't giving up nothing, you know. But they will, you know, give up...
Well, actually,
a little
you could better give somebody cash to get their own weed than you would give him weed.
Yeah, well.
Is this Weed Day Wednesday?
No, this is just general talk because the show is over.
African American History Month.
This is
The show is already 20
minutes
over.
Of a show that I really
I'm
don't even want to do because I'm kind of pissed off at 30 minutes of blow talk crap. And I really wish that the other tryoutonradio.com was up. So we wouldn't be sitting up here and you getting this from an African-American mini moment. You know?
Well, give it to
African History Month.
What's that you've been talking about the entire show?
Yeah, that needs to be covered in depth. You know what I'm saying? And I gave you a fact. Matter of fact, who hit me up? That was Body of Christ. Body of Christ sent me a little message that says, and he's using my name. It says African History Month, and he's like, come in and see, you know what. Why were, you know, black people actually put into slavery? Well, you know, and what role did we play? But, you know, it goes beyond that. You know what I'm saying? The only bad part that I don't like is it had nothing, you know, black people weren't the first ones to be enslaved. You know, it's not like, you know, slavery started with us. You know, slavery has been going on for, you know, since the beginning of time. You know, Spaniards enslaved people. Never Dutch people been enslaved. It hadn't just been.
Enslaved people. But go back to the Middle Ages, and you will see all the landlords with the castle owners and stuff. You can say the people living around that castle are not enslaved, but they are highly taxed. All their food, crops and all that, a large portion of that is taken by the people who own the castle. And the only thing they get in return is protection with wars and stuff like that. So
in a sense,
I call that a form of slavery, a light form of slavery, but it's still a form of slavery.
Still a form of slavery. And then if you compare that, you have to compare our living conditions today. You got the freaking White House, and then you got all the residents around it that's getting taxed up the ass, harassed and all this other kind of stuff to keep them mentally at bay from not running and crashing the goddamn White House down. What do you call that? That's a form of slavery. You know, it goes on to this day. They don't call it slavery. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a bad word.
They
can't
call
it
society.
Yeah, and today I seen Obama talking about one of the embassies, one of the ambassadors, which I don't understand that shit, but you know, one of the ambassadors done got arrested over in Pakistan, and now you know everybody like, you know, they want them to give the man back, and Pakistan like, hell nah, because the dude done killed one of the Pakistanis over there.
In that case, he has to go to prison. You can't.
And that's what they was like, well, you know, but then they was like, well, they want to, hey, what kind of American bullshit is that? That you want to bring him back and then prosecute him over him under American laws versus him being prosecuted under the laws that he violated?
He didn't violate American laws.
He violated Pakistani laws. So therefore, if you kill a person and their laws is you get your ass killed, well, you shouldn't, you know.
Uh-huh.
You took that chance when you went to the country.
You got that on a regular basis. People from the Netherlands traveling to another country, not knowing that the drug laws are much stricter there than they are over here. And as an end result, they got to stay there for an extended vacation for 20 years or something.
Damn. Well, see, that's like you coming here to the United States. Yeah, thinking this is like the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? When we go to jail for having not even $5 worth of weed, that's a year in jail.
I probably would get in trouble the first day that I was there.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, but I would, you know, I would let you know, you know, that too, you have to know somebody in that respective country that should tell you the immediate laws. What to do or what not to do.
Thing when you the first couple of times that I've been to Germany. In the Netherlands, you can talk back to a cop. If you are
not,
in Germany,
not the Poles,
and they,
I help
and,
us,
they,
no.
And then you talk back, they grab their stick
and they finna
and they
put that
back
stick.
Against the head
what?
With it.
And they got canes, people. They don't have the little pussy little nightclubs that we have here in America. No, they have those what they have over in what's that? Is that Taiwan? Or that Japanese where they use the big old like sugar canes or something.
Yeah, something.
And
like that.
When you get hit with a piece of sugar cane, people. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. You gonna
well,
shut the hell up. Quick.
I have to say, if I would have gotten pulled over in America and the person pulling me over would the first thing would do is grab their gun, I would be highly offended. Like,
well,
hey, I'm not a big criminal, but you don't have to pull a gun on me.
Yeah. Well, they might not pull a gun, but a taser is just as worse. Because if that taser just accidentally goes off and hits you, yeah, you just got a good 50 volts up there, or 25,000 volts, however many volts it is on the house. But
well, if they pull me over for something like speeding, I think it's not worth it for them to pull a gun on me. It's not worth the crime. I've done a couple of miles too fast. Come on, put your gun away.
Yeah, but the problem that you run into, at least around here in Tampa, is mistaken identity. Oh, we thought you was somebody else. Oh, we thought you was the guy that just robbed and, you know, killed 12 people at the bank. Like, this literally happens, you know what I'm saying, not on a daily basis, but it does happen to where it's not just, you know, where it's just uncommon. Uh-huh. And, you know, down here, y'all got speed? Do they do speed traps in the Netherlands?
Oh yeah, they do speed traps in the Netherlands.
Oh okay, well yeah, well they notorious for that here. I think that's where they get
well,
majority
they
of their
way too. But what,
yeah, that's
but
the majority
cool thing
of their
is,
money.
You got networks and radio stations that collect that kind of information and they broadcast that. You can go to internet and get subscription of every speed trap that they have set up for
Man.
The day. When somebody passes it, it gives the information to the internet, and you can get that information from the internet. So you can know where every speed trap is during that day in the Netherlands. So they tried to stop it, but that didn't happen.
Nah, you can't. But see, down here, the only help you're going to get is probably from truckers, and you got to have a CB and be on the right frequency to pick up the warning, because that's what they do. They get on the CB, warn each other, you know, hey, they got a speed trap, I-75 for 2 miles, slow it down when you come through. Or
we got also people warning you with the lights if they
have problems. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, with the lights. But now, with the lights in Germany, you know, that's illegal to flash to flash your lights.
Yeah, that's illegal over here too, but I'm still doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, and over here it's not illegal because that signals you need to turn your lights on. Yeah, we got so many dumbasses that drive around with the floodlights on, thinking that the lights are on.
Let's say it's allowed if somebody doesn't have the light on or something like that, but if you want to warn somebody there is a speed trap and the police catches you with that, you will get a fine for that. That's not allowed.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. Or speeding up behind somebody. And like Germany, you know, they put the blinker on. They put the left blinker on and tell you to move over. Here they just flash the hell out you. And that's dangerous because it blinds people trying to look in the rear view or the side mirror. And, you know, to
both,
a point that when you try to get directly over, you can have an accident.
Boat is not allowed here. It's called pushing to make the person in front of you pull over so you can pass them. Mostly at a higher speed that is allowed. That's not allowed over here. And police is actively checking that. If you are driving too close upon the person driving in front of you, if you are pushing him in any way, flashing your lights, giving him the blinker, honking your horn, stuff like that, that's a fine. And if you think about it, that's a reasonable thing to do. Because a lot of accidents happen that way. Somebody wanna pass somebody, pushing them to move over and stuff.
Wow. All right. This is for Heavenly Angel for the last 5 minutes. Let me give you some facts and figures that you probably didn't know. Not going to say you did or didn't know. This is coming from AfricaGuide.com. You can go to www.africaguide.com. And this is geographical facts, and I didn't even know this myself. Africa is the second largest of the Earth's seven continents, which covers over 11,700,000 square miles, which makes up about 22% of the world's total land area.
The biggest is Asia, I guess.
The biggest country is the Sudan.
No.
It's the
Africa's
Republic
not
of
con-
Sudan. Yeah,
Africa's
that's the largest
not
country, not continent.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the Republic in northeastern Africa is the largest country of the African continent. The Sudan has a total area of 964,000 square miles, which is 2,505,800 square kilometers. That translates so.
Thank
Mine
you,
I
so
understand
I can
it.
Understand it.
Like,
I still can't understand it. How many square kilometers was it?
2 million.
Yeah,
505,000.
I actually think I have any idea how big that is.
Well, how about 30,303,000?
Yeah, exactly. There's a number you can't really get in. I can look at the map, and I can see it's a large piece of land, but yeah.
That's about it. The smallest country in Africa is the Seychelles. S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E-S. The Seychelles covers an average area of 453 square kilometers, which you can, it's small enough to fathom. What the hell happened to Heavy Lane?
Ooh.
Oh, shouts out to Jaime Garcia and Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? We listened to the track. Yeah. Hold on, listen to the track. Yeah. All right. Sounds like the Goofy Bone. And then you got the largest city is Egypt, which I pretty much figured that one. Egypt's capital city is Cairo, and is the largest city in Africa with an estimated 9.2 million population. And the highest point is Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the Uhuru point. And that is located in Tanzania. And the lowest point is Lake Assal, which is located in the Djibouti. I'd be saying that shit completely wrong, but hey. And these are just, they got largest lakes, the deepest lakes, longest rivers, a Great Africa Rift Valley that extends 3,000 miles.
Damn.
From Syria to southwestern Asia to Mozambique and south eastern Africa. You know, that was like, how can you control the drug trade in something like that? Or drug smuggling. You know, you got 3,000 miles of just, or 4,000 kilometers of just open valley. You know what I'm saying? How can you control something like that? That's like really, for them down here saying they control the borders between the United States and Mexico.
Satellites?
How can you control some shit like that?
Satellites? GPS?
Looking
systems?
Yeah. The realistic way, I guess so, yeah. Well, I'm bad. I'm living in the 60s, people. I'm living in the fucking 60s. Hey guys, we have telescopes now.
Monitoring that
telescopes.
Area closely.
Damn, didn't know this. How about this? Check this out. Three facts, brother. I bet you didn't know. First fact: ancient Egyptians, what did they sleep on back in the days?